Hello and welcome to Safari Supper Radio. Hello and welcome to Beach Hut Radio. That was Channels by the fantastic Popular Workshop, featuring Jake and Luke Pseudonym on drums and bass respectively, and Gypsy on guitar and vocals. Popular Workshop bang out their own brand of indie rock with a twist of punk sounds. A band who like to gig regularly. You can catch them on the 4th of April at Jam in Brixton, and they're also playing the Camden Crawl on the 19th of April. That song, Channels, was from their just-released Stutter and Dance EP. Go to their space and buy it because it's absolutely brilliant. But for the meantime, we're going to play you some... I can't remember the name of the band now. Jackson's Warehouse. We'll be right back.
Okay, that was Jackson's Warehouse with Innocence Lost, and they released their debut single, Hotel by the Sea, last October, and they've had some very positive stuff said about them by XFM DJ Sarah Darling. Apparently they're sold out in HMV Oxford Street within one day.
Single?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is very good, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it depends, I suppose. If they only had sold one copy, and they only had one copy in there, it's not so cool, is it?
I didn't think of that, yeah.
So, no, let's be generous, say thousands.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But their next single, Innocence Lost, which you just heard, is about to hit the stands very soon.
Yeah, and I think the lovely George is going to do a review on that for them.
Brilliant.
You think you are? Cool. Top. Excellent. Right, tell us what's next.
Well, we've got a very special guest in tonight, as you know, Richard, Dylan James.
Hello,
woo!
Dylan.
Woo!
Good evening.
And we're going to be playing one of his songs now, Sometimes I Rock, Sometimes I Roll.
I've got a job, but I ain't got no money. I live in a house, but I'll never own one. Ignore just because you're looking lonely, honey. From easy times to bottom lines, and dirty subways too. If you agree to disagree, well, I can do that too. I got no span of my attention, baby. And I don't know, and I guess I'm never gonna. Who writes the rules, who writes the wrongs, who tells me what I'm gonna do now? From easy times to bottom lines, and dirty subways too. From crooked rain to crooked rain, and indie discos too. If that's the kind of thing you like, well, I can like you too. But I agree to disagree, and I guess that's what you see in me. Because I'm 27, I'm not 23. I said it once, I said then, I'll spit it out and then I'll see you at the start again. Sometimes I rock and sometimes I roll it. 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 Sometimes I rock and sometimes I roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Dylan James.
Yay.
Dylan, your Good interview. Evening. If you could support any band in history, who would it be and why?
Tough one. A lot of good people. I think it would have to be Buddy Holly, though.
Oh, yeah. Yes, very interesting choice.
Just because outstanding songs all around, basically. How could you? Nothing bad at all about the guy.
Yeah. Definitely, I'm right with you there. What items do you have on you at all times?
My telephone, obviously, and guitar picks. In that little pocket there. Does anyone know what their little pocket's for? Please, if anyone knows what the little pocket in your jeans is for, tell me.
It's for pens.
For me, it's for picks, but there's an actual.
Do you have your picks even
it,
though you don't have your guitar?
Yes.
Just in case you randomly
because
come across
you
a guitar.
Because you lose them. You can't put them on the table. You can't put them down. If you put them down, they go, disappear. So they have to stay in that little pocket.
And if you randomly come across a guitar, you can just start playing
that
right there
that.
And then.
Yes.
Bargainers.
Yes.
Who's your hero?
Sad one here. Yeah, my dad would have to be my hero at the moment.
That's very pretty. We like that.
Because he's been through quite a lot and, you know.
Come out the other side.
He's come out the other side and he's still just about sane.
Bargain. Tell us about your single release on the 18th.
Well, we we got a fantastic night of entertainment at the Curve Bar on the 18th. Two outstanding local bands, the Amber Blacks and Fuzzface. And, it's going to be awesome. We're playing as well. I think the doors open at 8 o'clock. And the best bit about it is it's free to get in, so... Get down.
Goodness. Can we buy your single over there?
You will be able to buy the single there. Limited edition single for $1.99.
Parking.
If there's any left by then.
Excellent. You got £50,000 to spend in one day. What are you going to do with it?
I would take all my friends out for a party, I think, and hire a nice mansion in the middle of the country and make everyone dress up in 17th century clothes and have horse carriages and things like that. And make everyone do that funny dance where they kind of change over. And it'd be like a Jane Austen novel.
All right, a nice sensible one for your last question. Where do you get your inspiration for your songs?
Well, I don't know. If anyone's heard any of my songs, you probably kind of tell they're kind of based in the kind of gritty realism of life, I guess. I suppose if you were talking about the latest single, Sometimes a Rock, Sometimes a Roll, I remember actually sitting down, it's probably one evening after coming back from a very shitty job and in an overpriced rented house in Colchester and just thinking, you know, what the fuck am I doing? And I kind of come up with that line, I've got a job but I ain't got no money. I live in a house but I doubt I'll ever own one. I kind of think it kind of sums up living in this country at the moment. And that tends to be where I get my inspiration from. Not much of the lovey-dovey stuff.
Oh good.
But, if there's an impending breakup, then maybe we'll have some of those for the next album.
Well, Beach Hut Radio would like to thank you very much for coming along and eating cake and drinking beer with us tonight.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Dylan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Dylan's going to do a song for us now.
This is called Talk About It. I don't need to find religion, cause everything I need is on the television. I don't need to find religion, I'll tell you all.
was absolutely brilliant. And next up, we've got Fuzz Face with Sounds About You. And they're actually going to be playing with Dylan James on the 18th of April at the Curve Bar.
In Colchester.
Yes.
I believe.
Well
right.
done.
Excellent. Yeah. This is the.
And it's free.
Yeah, it's free indeed. Is there anything else we ought to be telling the people about it? Really?
It's a single launch.
It's a single launch for Sometimes I Rock and Sometimes I Roll, which you heard before the bit of chat with Jess.
And get there early if you want to get in, because it's quite small. It's quite a small venue.
It is. Get there early if you want to get in. It's bound to draw a lot of people. So, as you say, get there early. I'm going to be queuing up the night before, I think. Anyway, here is the wonderful Fuzz Face, who actually, funnily enough, we went to their record launch last week. Played Colchester Arts Centre. They were very good. The album's called Sound About You, and this song is called Sound About You.
Bye.
That was Anthony Love with Here I Stand. Before that, you heard The Fits, Accident and Emergency. They include the Arctic Monkeys, the Beatles and the Libertines as their influences. Coming out of Canterbury, that's in Kent, by the way, they are made up of Roma on lead vocals and rhythm guitar, Clive on lead guitar and backing vocals, Jay on bass guitar, Matt on drums, and they're currently signed to Insert Record, and they are a nice bunch of lads. After that, you heard the wonderful Anthony Love. Anthony's 17-year-old singer-songwriter from Braintree. Before heading out on his own to compose and work on creations of his own making, he gave the usual garage band. He did the usual garage band things formed in dark corners of high school music departments. But now he's playing the rather uncommon acoustic bass guitar rather than a normal guitar, and you can catch him doing his acoustic sets at the Hogs in Braintree on the 8th of April. And we got a nice letter from Anthony with his CD, and he's telling us that he's planning to spend his summer holidays travelling around the UK playing anywhere and everywhere until his young person's rail card runs out. He's very mellow and soulful tunes, and you've got a great future, mate.
Dirty rock and roll. Let's go. Stop!
and that was the Johnsons with Star Spangled Anna. And right, I'm going to give you a little quote here. This is the real thing. Live music, played by a band with attitude, who party and want you to have a good time too. If you're still standing at the climax of one of their gigs, be afraid. You're probably dead.
Do, 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 do.
That's scary stuff, isn't it?
It is scary stuff.
But the band are fantastic.
They are. They're very fantastic. Star Spangled Anna. And yeah, you can... Where can we see that band?
Well, they come from sunny Basingstoke. And they're gigging all over London.
have you been learning your place name pronunciations?
I've been good, haven't I? Yeah, I've been sort of genning up on them.
Yeah.
Anyway, blah, 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 blah. And something about rock and roll to make your balls sweat. Well, that's a bit crude, isn't it?
It is a bit crude. Where are they playing?
Sorry. The next gig is at Mau Mau in London on April 7th.
Fantastic.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Excellent. Well, this show is going to be so long, we're going to do it in two parts. And this is the end of part one.
It's going to be a long night.
It is. Just like to say thank you very much to Dylan James for coming in.
Thank you, Dylan.
And proving that he is a cool guy. And we'll see you back for part two sometime. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Right.